to hold your breath the other day when you got taken off on that cart and went for x-rays?
No, I didn't hold my breath at all. You know, I mean, I know my body, and when I had my injury, you know, I didn't get carted off. I tried to jog off of the field or walk off of the field. You know, it was just a precaution that the trainers wanted to take, and I went by the rules, you know. But one way or the other, you know, it's going to take a lot to take me down.
How's it going for you playing that middle linebacker spot, making calls and everything?
Yeah. Yeah, you know what? It has been a smooth transition, and that's because of a lot of things. You know, it's because of great coaches, obviously. You know, coaches know how to put me in position and how to educate me on the defense like they do everybody else. But obviously a lot of time being spent on learning this defense, and not only just learning what the middle linebacker does, but learning the concept and all of that, you know. So I put a lot of time into that. So it has been a smooth transition.
What's the biggest thing you've had to learn is different from what you did before?
I mean, the 4-3 has some different things than the 3-4, you know, in some aspects. And the way that they play coverages kind of were a little different than I was used to playing them, you know. So focusing on that aspect of it is probably the biggest part. As far as the run fits, you know, run is run. See ball, hit ball, that's easy.
Do you have a sense yet defensively what you guys want to do? I mean, Kyrie's always liked to use a lot of sub packages and whether it's the nickel when there's only two backers out there.
Oh, I get it. You want me to give you the game plan? I get it.
Maybe.
No, I mean, yeah, right. But we go and play football. You know, everybody knows Perry is a, you know, he has an exotic scheme. You know, he's an intelligent defensive coordinator, you know, one of the best. So, you know, it's going to be exciting. It's going to be something that'll keep people out of their seat.
I guess I was also getting that you're not going to reveal the game plan.
Yeah.
The linebacking group that you guys have, I mean, it seems like there's some interchangeable parts, but also there are guys who do certain things specifically well.
Yeah.
So does that make it even more important for you guys to kind of learn the tendencies of everybody in that group, knowing that, you know, you could be out there with one guy and the next?
You know, I think it's important for everybody to have a role, you know, regardless of, you know, what people like to claim it as a starter or someone that comes in and does something. But as long as we can maximize everybody's ability, that just makes the defense better. You know, when you got a lot of guys out there playing football and everybody is fresh, you know, it becomes a funner game at that point. So as far as who will be playing or what role they'll be doing, that's up to the coaches. But we just out there identify what we can do well, and they'll put us in position after that. I think Kennard is very smart. I think he's very smart. He's very physical. You know, I'm excited about him. I've seen a lot of good rookies. You know, I mean, he's definitely one of the most impressive young guys that I've seen, maturity-wise and professionalism. So I gave him a lot of compliments in that one sentence. I usually don't do that much.
What has he done to deserve it, though? To really stick out above, you know what, maybe, man, the usual?
It's really difficult when you're young to catch on to things so fast. You know, this is in college. You know, we got more than 5-6 plays going in. You know, it's about 40 or some odd plays or more. You know, and for him to be able to lock in and focus in and still play the game at a fast enough speed, you know, you got to be impressed with it. Regardless if he was a linebacker, a defensive lineman, a quarterback. You know, I've seen rookies do things like that before. So it's pretty impressive to see it done.
Jamil, I appreciate the versatility that you guys all have to have. But
yeah,
you have not played next to John Beeson yet because you haven't been able to practice with the injuries and stuff that you've had now.
Technically, I did. As soon as we came in, me and Beeson were side by side a little bit. Yeah,
a little bit. You know what I'm saying.
I get you. Yeah, in a game. Perfect.
Well, do you guys need to play a preseason game or two side by side before the Detroit game to start getting that chemistry going, or is it really important?
I don't know about need. You know, this is the NFL. We build chemistry in the film room. You know, we build it on a practice field too, you know, but just understanding how a person thinks is the most important part. You know, how they play, that comes together. But if I know what John sees as a seam, I can know how to play off of the seam. And I learned that in the film room. I learned all of those things, you know. So I wouldn't say it's a need. What we need, you know, it's for him to be healthy and be who he is and take his time to get where he needs to get, you know, not just what we need, but what John needs, you know. So, and more importantly, the game will come one way or the other. Yes.
How do you look? I mean, you're a veteran. How do you look at the preseason? Do you put a number in your head of I want to be in all the preseason games. I want to just be in a couple.
To be completely honest, I don't look at things that I don't control. I don't control how many snaps the coaches put me in or how many games they put me in. If they call my number, I go. And that's that for me.
How about, I don't want to say becoming a leader, but being able to express your point and give your input, how do you balance that with, you know, being sort of a newcomer?
How do I balance it?
Yeah.
I think I just continuously be myself. You know, whatever I feel at that moment is what I express. And if I feel that the moment isn't right, then I don't say anything. I don't think, you know, anywhere I've been or anything I've done, I don't structure it off of how other people view me in situations. You know, rather it's he can't say something because he knew, or, you know, he can't say too much because he's trying to be a leader. Like, I just be myself. And if at the end of the day it becomes something to someone else, then that's what it is. But to me, it's just trying to be me.
Coach Herman said that he liked the toughness of this group in the sense that it could be a very physical group. Did you get that same feeling?
I get that same feeling with a lot of the players. A lot of the guys, they're hungry, man. A lot of guys are hungry. And when you got that much hunger and that many big bodies, you know, it becomes damage on the other side.
Linebacker hasn't been a position of strength on this team in a couple of years now. Do you know that? And what do you think about this group and their ability to change that perception?
You know what? I didn't know about, you know, obviously what you just said, but I know this group is good. You know, I've been around good linebackers and I've been around good groups, more importantly, and this group has all of those things intact for it, you know. So regardless, you know, it's going to be a strength. I mean, I don't know what the past is, but I know what the present is, and that's what we are going to do.
Thank you.